Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all hear my music? Wait for it. Wait for the beat to drop. Why isn't my music playing? I'm having technical difficulties now. Okay, I can hear it. I have to turn the sound up. Jesus Christ.
Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate.
Episode 3, where we're talking to the fabulous, the beautiful Allison Grace. I have to take these off. These are not my reading glasses. I was blinding myself. So, Allison Grace is the author of many, 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 many books, but I'm going to read her bio to you guys, and then we're going to let her in the show. Now, she has a super fabulous, long, superstar studied bio that I had cut down to fit into the show, but she was on my blog. So if you go to www.jpsimmons.ninja and look up the author spotlight blogs, you'll see Allison Grace's full bio in there. Allison's passion for words began in early childhood. She had always been fond of reading about life, love, poetry, and short stories. As she matured, she challenged herself to hone her craft, exploring various storylines and navigating into the tumultuous world of adult relationships. Nothing prepared her, however, for her venture into urban literature. Allison's first experience with urban lit began when she, as an avid reader, received a message from one who promoted for a brand new unknown publishing company and was seeking assistance in promoting novels. Allison jumped at the chance and was soon an official street team pep squad member of the Cartel Publications. Shout out to T Styles. She's such a diva. Okay, Allison's first venture into self-publication, Broken Promises Never Mend, became available in paperback in January 2010, an amended version of which was released June 2010 in paperback, which features a new cover, is premiered on Amazon Kindle as of June 2020 as well. I can talk, I promise. Allison learned various lessons while putting this novel together. As I said, that's just like the intro to her bio. Y'all really got to check it out, check what this girl's about. And I'm going to bring her in live on the phone. I'm so excited for this show. Allison!
Hi. You are so hilarious.
I'm really trying to be in my serious professional mode right now. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. I don't think that's possible today because you and me are both cuckoo crazy. So hopefully, you know.
Do we got to really put our cuckoo craziness on the street though? Oh, look at me, my baby, for my reading glasses. I can see.
I'm sitting here trying to figure out if I should go Facebook Live or if I should do Periscope or something. And then I have to remember to not pick my nose. I swear to God.
Yeah, don't pick your nose. And if you pick your nose, put it on a napkin like a lady. Don't eat it.
I can't wipe it on the wall.
You're being a superstar, right? Don't wipe it on the wall, not on your Periscope. Like, I'm taking my price tags and everything off of my my new reading glasses because I broke the other ones this morning. And my frantic state. These are purple in love with Prince. Oh, she can see the world, ladies and gentlemen. She can see the world. All right, Allison. I've been so excited to talk to you. First of all, Blake Widow or Black Widow?
Black Widow.
I knew it was. I wanted to say Blake because I'm hooked on phonics and I saw the UE. Like, that's But it is Black Widow, spelled B-L-A-Q-U-E. It's not Blake for people who can read without assistance, not like me. Tell us about this story. The cover is amazing. I love the artwork on this story. I love the synopsis. But what I really want to know from you is, like, what was the inspiration? What was the writing behind it? And how long was the process?
The process, wait, let me put this, because I'm about to be live on Facebook, y'all.
I'm like, can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear Allison? Because I have my cell phone so far away from my Periscope that I don't know what it can be. Or I'm going to put it behind and hope I don't fuck up my
Periscope?
Setup. I am on Periscope, child. You know, you can't give me an idea. I will run.
But you live? Way. You live now because I didn't
get the notification. I am live on Periscope right now. My dress is a mess. I got my boyfriend's T-shirt on. You know, I wasn't prepared to be camera ready, but whatever. And I want to eat my yogurt. If I eat my yogurt on Periscope, is that ghetto, Allison?
That's okay.
That's okay.
I won't judge you. Yes, I won't judge you.
You won't take my nose, so it's okay if I eat my yogurt
because
I'm starving.
I won't take my nose, I promise.
Tell us about Blake Widow. Tell us about the writing process of that story.
The writing process, it took me about, maybe 6 months.
Okay. That's
six
a nice chunk of time.
It is, yes, it is. But what a lot of people don't know is I was actually living out the process. So a lot of the hurtful words that were being said, I actually endured it. It was a lot about emotional abuse. I did a spin on it and made the person married. I used a couple of my friends' names. Hi, how you doing? If I use your name, shout out to you. Thank you.
oh, my goodness. You were going through this crap?
Yes, I was. Unfortunately, my last relationship was.
I love it. I love the therapy that is the writer.
Yes. You have to do that sometimes. You have to channel all your information, all your energy, and your trials and your woes into books. That's what we as creatives do. And I mean, that's what Beyonce did. So why I can't do it?
Right. I think we all do it. Like, I think it's just a natural form to us artistic humans to articulate our pain and immortalize it in some form or fashion. And I think as I've grown as a writer, it used to be like if anybody has my email address, they know it's ragewriter at gmail.com. And it used to be I was a ragewriter and I needed pain. I only articulated pain. But now as I've grown and I'm matured as a writer, I can tap into the other emotions as well. Like extreme joy brings on inspiration where it didn't in the past.
Yes.
Before I ask you another question, are you still in that situation, girl? Because we will turn this into an intermission show.
No. I left him. I left that. I couldn't deal with that. It was just too much to deal with. You can be called a bitch, but one too many times. And before I was on Snapped, I decided to just be done with it. So,
Did the writing of the book help you to end it? Like, where was the timeline of, like, you were going through this, you were writing it, you were putting a spin on the emotional abuse that you were getting and putting it in the paper? By the time the book was done, was the relationship done, or did it take a little bit more time after that?
The funny thing about the book, which I have it right here. If you're watching me, Black Widow. And the thing was that we started the relationship maybe like summer 2014. And I have a habit of buying book covers and getting titles, and I hold on to them. So I bought this probably a year before, and I held on to it. I said I didn't know what I was going to do with it, but I kept it, and it was good. So what happened is I was just writing paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs of the book, and then I was enduring exactly what was happening. And as it happened, I said, I need to write this down. So I wrote it down, and we had arguments and fights, and it was horrible. And what happened towards the end was just the nail in the coffin. We went away, and he left me, took my phone, and just called me all types of bitches. And I ended up leaving. And that happened earlier last year in January, going into February. We ended the relationship probably a month after. Mm-hmm. I couldn't take it. And I even went back trying to fix it because women are fixers. We're nurturers. So I couldn't do that anymore. I was like, nope, I'm not doing it. Can't. Not at all.
You know, it seems like in the process you discovered your worth, because I've been in tumultuous relationships, and I'm looking back, not while I was going with it, but looking back, it is always when I started to appreciate myself a little bit more and respect myself a little bit more that those relationships ended. And, you know, it's a process. It's not easy. So I did the going back thing, too, before. But as you start to really actualize your potential and appreciate your worth, it gets harder and harder to take bullshit from anyone.
Yes,
you know,
I agree.
I'm Julia Preston's bags way too much. I'm starting to live in that. Like, do you know who the fuck you're talking to?
Yes,
yes. And I'm so happy that you're out of that situation. And I'm happy that you had a medium in which to, like, because this book can potentially help, you know what I'm saying, thousands and thousands of, why am I limited? Millions and millions of women out there that could be going through the same thing at this time.
Yes, yes. It has a lot to do with adultery, what else? Mental abuse from your mom,
mm-hmm.
not having a father, emotional abuse from your spouse, murder. It's just a book that it touches who it needs to touch. You can take what it has to do with addiction. She had a food addiction, turned into something else. Y'all going to see what happens. I mean, I feel it's a really good book. I feel like it's really a sleeper.
It's like a sleeper hit.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm still reading. I finished Higher Learning Curves by Keith Kareem Williams. Shout out to
him. Oh, he's awesome, isn't he?
Yes, he's adorable. I finished that was from episode one. I'm still currently reading. Oh my God, I'm having brain blank. Black Widow. No, I haven't started. I read the synopsis. I read the first chapter. But then I was still reading. I could see this girl in my head from episode two. It's all that stuff that I indulged in the 90s that is limiting my brain cells.
Oh boy, how do you feel about chapter one so far?
I like the writing. I like how it start. You started it off with a boom. So you started it off with a kick, and I like your style. And I've read your earlier work, so I can see the progression in your writing. The first thing that I read from you was, it wasn't Broken Promises Never Meant. I went back and I read that. But that wasn't the first thing that I read. The first thing that I read was, help me, Allison, help my brain cells, with the stripper on the pole.
Oh my gosh! No, you have me. You have me holding up every single book that I've ever written.
The stripper on the pole. The black book.
Bittersweet is my third book.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, Bittersweet.
You don't even know the title of your own book, so you can't hold me accountable for not remembering the title. Anyway, I'm still currently reading another book, and I don't want to have too many things going on because I still have to write the review and post a review for Keith. And then when I finish up Phoenix's book, I'll you know, every book that every author that I have on the show, I really want to read the book. I really want to review the work. I really want to talk about the process of it. But, you know, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I want all the candy, all the candy. Send me all the candy. And then I don't have time to eat all the candy. But I'm just so excited. And why I'm so excited and extra hyped to talk to you today is because we were chatting, everybody who's listening, everybody on Periscope, everybody in Radio Land, me and Allison was chatting this morning in on Facebook Messenger about the show and her calling in, and she has said to me that she is restructuring and she's not in the mood for writing right now. And I was like, oh my God, that is so dope. Any writer who's listening to this show is going to be excited about us talking about that and working through that, and you're actually in it. So how long have you been in this restructuring, and I love your word, support, process?
Restructuring, that is my go-to word. That is my word of choice, simply because I'm trying to figure out if I want to continue writing. To be quite honest, I have so many unfinished books. I have Bittersweet 2 that needs to come out. I've been holding on to that. I have the first book, the end of the first book that I've written, the final part to Broken Promise and Never Mend. I have to finish that up. But the thing is, every time I pick it up to finish it, there's so many things that are going on. I was sick. I was in the hospital. My mom got sick. She was in the hospital. I was suffering from depression, bad relationship. So because of that, it's like, what am I doing? I need to fix my life. I can't have anybody else reading my books and fixing their lives and getting inspiration if I'm not inspired. So therefore, I need to just take a step back and live my life and get my life in order, and then that's it. But because I have these stories that are nagging at me that I need to finish, it's kind of like, do I stop now and just forget it, or do I push forward, push through it? Now, I'm not the type of person that writes through, you know, that writes just to write. You know, I know people that write every single day, just open the laptop or just write until something comes from it. I can't do that. I have to totally be inspired and zone out. Because when I zone out, I zone out, and I just write for like 8-10 hours a day. I can't. So right now, I'm just like, I've been watching Grey's Anatomy. I'm obsessed with it. I'm talking about, I went all the way back to season 7. Been watching it. I'm a diehard watcher. So I'm like, okay, Shonda has a beginning, Shonda has a middle, Shonda has an end. Shonda has a story within a story. I need to learn and master that, because a lot of times she'll give you a surprise at the end, and I need to learn how to do that.
Well, whenever I go through, and I used to go through this a lot in the past, you know, I didn't call it restructuring, I called it writer's block, and I would get blocked because usually I would get overwhelmed with life, like too much of my life, too many things were happening back to back, too many personal storms, and I would just go, the days turn into weeks, the weeks go into months, and then I would have my readers waiting for years for me to drop this, stop that, and then to fill in the space, I would do other stops. So So usually this is when you would see me launch a publishing company, add on a bunch of other writers, have a lot of things. I was filling up the writing void that I had. And when I came back to this, I said, you know what, I'm going to treat my writing as a business because, you know, I'm a care nurse by trade, and whenever I go into the office, to work, the hospital, nursing home, wherever I'm working at the time, I always give my all. I give 120% to other people. And I was starting to be like, why am I, like, I don't have the sex. I do have the sex. I don't have the success that I want to achieve professionally in life and with my writing. So why am I putting all these obstacles in my own way? And why can I go and give these people 120% but put myself on the back burner? So I had to change the way I saw writing and change the way I saw the craft. Now I look at it strictly as my job. And in my job, I have to complete this amount of chapters, hit this word count, or do these things, you know, a day. I have to stick to my own deadlines, and then I first look at my deadlines differently because you know personally, because years ago we had this conversation where, you know, you was like, I'm not going to make my deadline. I was like, fuck your deadline.
I remember that, and that was with I had a pain on my shoulder really bad, and I didn't think that I could make the deadline that I put because I wanted to release Bittersweet by the end of the year. And you helped me. You definitely did. You told me that, you know, screw the deadline. I wanted to have it out by maybe August, September, and I think it was around our birthday we had that conversation. But I ended up letting it out. I'm releasing it by the end of the year, and I thank you for that. That was awesome.
Boom.
And four books later.
Right? They just bought me my lunch, so I'm trying not to sound real rude and eating your ear, but I'm starving.
And here I thought, me chewing my gum.
I have adjusted that methodology now. I no longer subscribe to that. I look at my deadlines as promises that I make to myself. And because now I value myself a lot more than I did in the past, I can't break promises to myself. I can't be mad at other people when they disappoint me or they break promises if I do the same thing to myself. Excuse me. And I can't be where I need to be professionally if I don't start honoring my own deadlines and my own work schedule. So when I go through periods of writing block, like when I released the second book to the Sassy series, after that, I was exhausted. I didn't want to write anymore. I was writing three books at the same time. That one got finished first. I went through the process, the editing process, and I released it, and then I was exhausted. And I gave myself 3 days. I said, okay, 3 days, you're going to Netflix out, you're going to rock out with your family, you're going to do whatever you need to do to get back in your writing space. And then you're going to go back onto your schedule. And that's my advice for any writers that may be listening to the show, is that treat your writing like a job, honor yourself, honor your deadlines, give yourself daily goals. Like, don't just use the big goal. Give yourself daily goals, and then give yourself time to slack off. Because I think a lot of times we don't do that, and then we burn ourselves out.
Yeah, I'm suffering from burnout.
Huh?
I'm suffering from burnout. I am.
Yeah.
Emotionally, just a lot has gone on in the last 3 months. But I still have stories within me that I need to write. So it's kind of like I need to regroup and reorganize and restruct and figure out what it is I'm going to do and how I'm going to move forward. And I don't know.
I do know, and I'm going to keep tabs on you. I'm not going to let you slap on yourself. I'm going to be checking in with you. Well, what's up? When is the timeline? Where are we at in the restructuring period? Because you have a readership that you need to honor, and I'm going to be your readership's advocate and make sure that your ass gets back where you need to be with your ink pen in hand. And, you know, we ain't new to this. We true to this, so that's how we got it. That's how we got it back.
I can't do a Kobe.
Okay. Let me just say that before you go, because we're running out of time, I'm going to extend the show maybe. I don't know. My life is busy. But the winning question I want you to answer was from Diane P. Rember. I love her so much, from Diva's Literary World.
She's awesome.
And her question was, Allison, what was your inspiration behind the book, and is it based on someone you know? And you kind of answered that question in the beginning.
The book is basically based on me, and I'm the inspiration behind the book. I am Taryn. I'm usually a lot of my characters in my book, in some way, shape, or form. What a lot of people fail to realize is that my characters are usually strong women. I was once called a prostitute, a whore, mistress, and, you know, that's quite all right. There's a whore and a little bit of all of us. But what I will say is that Taryn was definitely me at the time, because I dealt with, you know, the emotional abuse and a little physical abuse, and it made me stronger. It made me feel like, hey, I shouldn't be dealing with this. Like, who are you? Like, I am God's child. Don't put your hands on me. Don't talk to me like that, because he don't make no junk. So I have to really realize, and it helps. So, Diane, you have to inbox me your address, and I will ship this out to you, a signed copy with lots of loving kisses. I will send this out to you this week. Paperback, and I know you love paperback because you're team paperback, and that's what I love you for. So you'll get that this
week.
Isn't
she amazing? She's amazing. Like,
she's awesome. She is.
Congratulations, Diane. Make sure you get that information to Allison. And Allison, the show is sadly coming to an end.
I know. How could you make me half an hour?
Right? That's because my life is so busy. Like, as soon as the show is over, I have to go into another meeting. So, I can't.
I know.
But please give everybody your contact information, where to find your books, and how
you can find
online.
You can find my books on Amazon. I was nice enough to show everybody copies of my books throughout this broadcast on Facebook Live. So, you can find it and just pick up a copy on Amazon. I think all of them are on Barnes & Noble. You can contact me. I can get you a copy directly, signed with loving kisses.
What's your Instagram and what's your Facebook?
Instagram is full of essence. Facebook is full of essence. Twitter, full of essence. Periscope, full of essence. Snapchat, full of essence. I'm kind of consistent.
Consistent. That is brand magic, everybody.
Yes.
My stuff ain't like that. My shit ain't that together. But Allison is.
I'm also working on redoing my website. So hopefully it'll be done soon. Maybe I'll put my energy towards that, and that'll inspire me some more. But thank you
and
so much.
Thanks for your writing. I'm going to be on you. I'm not lying about that. I know
you are. Yes, you're like a bug in my ear. But
yes.
Thank you so much for having me. This kind of put a battery in my back. So thank you, everyone, that has called in. Yes, tragedy, I am full of essence and full of grace.
I love you, sweetie. It was an excellent interview.
I love you,
you're
too.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
You rock.
Thank you. Yes. All right. Thank you, everyone that watched. Love you guys.
Bye-bye.